And our phone lines are open for you. If you've got questions, love to get you on the air this morning with CJ Kloss and Eric Schwartz, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. You can learn more about Kloss Financial on their website, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number is 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number is 608-442-5637. And as mentioned, our phone lines are open at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Get you on the air with CJ and Eric. Speaking of CJ and Eric, guys, how are we doing this morning? CJ, how's your week so far?
Oh, it's been great. How about yours, Sean?
It's going well. Great to talk with you. Eric, how have you been?
I've been doing great. It felt like spring on the way in, so you can't complain.
What does he say? High of 53 for today? Wow. CJ, when's the latest you've played outdoor soccer in the winter months here in Wisconsin?
Ooh, that's a great question. I want to say the latest I played was December, at least outdoor soccer, because even now it's hard to assume you're going to get a day like this and plan something. The ground starts getting mushy. But listen, as I walked outside today, there were birds chirping. I was like, what's happening? Wow. Isn't it the end of January?
It is a little different. And one of the nice things as we're going to talk this week, we're going to talk about approaching, 5-0 and retirement game planning and things. One of the nice things, if you plan properly, you can wake up in January in warm climates with birds chirping outside of your window every single day. You just got to plan for it. And that's the importance of this program. If you've got questions for CJ and Eric, I'd love to have you join us. Phone number 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Cool feature of the show is the Kloss Quiz Question Week. You have a chance a little bit later on in the program to win a $25 gift card to Best Buy provided from our friends at Kloss Financial with the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. And before we get rolling on this week's conversation, let's actually take a look back at last week's show, Eric, and we'll get the question and answer from the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week from that program.
Yeah, so our question last week was, what amount can you gift per person in 2025 with no federal gift tax consequences? Choices were $15,000 or $19,000. And Abby from Madison was a great listener last week and had the correct answer, which is $19,000 per person per recipient.
Fantastic. And congratulations, Abby. And of course, you can be like Abby, listen closely to the program, because typically the question and answer come up during the show. So it definitely benefits to pay close attention for many, many reasons to the program. And, we've talked many times about the importance of having a planner, kind of like a roadmap for retirement. But what does that kind of look like, especially for folks that are getting into their 50s, CJ?
Yeah, great question. Today we are diving into the big 5-0, turning 50, and what it means for your retirement game plan. Some of you may already have a solid strategy in place, and if so, good for you. But others might be feeling a little bit behind, and that's totally normal. But turning 50, Eric and I have found that when we meet with people, when people turn 50, there's kind of an aha moment that happens, right? Where you go, my body's not quite feeling as good as it did before. I'm recognizing that I've been working for a long time. Maybe in some circumstances, I'm not feeling quite as motivated at work. And there's this, the aha moment is like, I better get my act together to make sure that I am planning appropriately for retirement. Because when you turn 50, many times, that window to retirement is 10 to 15 years away. So often we hear people saying things like, gosh, have I done enough? What else do I need to do to kind of shore up my retirement? And so, this is where we help out. Now, even if you feel behind, there is still plenty that you can do to set yourself up for success in retirement. And so we're gonna take together this retirement roadmap journey through our discussion today. So the first stop in our retirement roadmap journey is, number one, save more and maximize your retirement. So one of the perks of turning 50 is the ability to save more into your retirement account. The IRS gives you a boost known as a catch-up contribution. So in your 401k, 403b, 457, so think primary employer-sponsored retirement plan, under most circumstances, the contribution limit in 2025 is $23,500. But once you hit 50, you can add another $7,500 as what's called a catch-up contribution, bringing your total contribution up to $31,000. So again, in those kind of traditional employer-sponsored retirement plans, 401k, 403b, 457, once you turn 50, you get that $7,500 catch-up contribution, bringing up the total that you can save. Also, we've talked about this in prior shows, but a new thing in 2025 is for individuals age 60 to 63, you have a, we'll call it a catch-up plus, a catch-up accelerator. So your catch-up contribution limit is more than that $7,500. It's actually $11,250, which brings your total contribution amount up to $34,750. Now, listen, for some of you listening right now, you're saying, you're insane. I can't save $3,000 a month into a retirement plan. Touche. If that's you, I completely get it, and no, you know, no shame in that. I 100% understand. But for others of you, you go, well, I could if I wanted to, right? And those are the ones that we would say, hey, it's important for you to know the upper bounds. Actually, Eric will testify. What I often say is I want to know the size of the pool I'm swimming in and the depth of the pool. Right. And so what we're telling you is here's the size of the pool and here's the depth of the pool. It's up to you if you want to be in the shallow end or the deep end. But what we're getting at here is it's important for you to know the maximums. So for some of you who are in your peak earning years in your 50s, these are the years to take advantage of those catch-up contributions. And then for those of us who have like IRAs, so individual retirement accounts, these are not employer-sponsored retirement accounts, but just individual plans. The standard limit that you can put into an IRA is $7,000. But again, if you're over 50, you get a catch-up contribution of an extra $1,000 for a total of $8,000. So again, if you are in those peak earning years, once you turn 50, we would just highly suggest that, again, the first stop on our roadmap here is save more and maximize your retirement plans.
Going through our retirement roadmap with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, CJ Kloss and Eric Schwartz. Don't forget, you can learn more online, the website, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. So, Eric, what about adding money to your health savings account? Smart move if that's available. And I wonder, too, about emergency savings. Do we need to have that as we approach retirement?
Yeah, we get a lot of questions about both of these topics, and so we're gonna dive into both of them. Let's start with the HSA though, the health savings account. So, if your health plan allows it, right? So, if you have a what's classified as a high deductible health plan, you are potentially eligible to have a health savings account. Okay, so this is a tax advantaged account that helps cover out-of-pocket medical costs now and in retirement. So that's important. You can use it now or in the future, and we'll talk about that more in a second. But in 2025, you can contribute up to $4,300 as an individual, and for a family, you can do $8,550. Now, when you hit 55, so not quite 50, but 55, you can also contribute an extra $1,000 as a catch-up contribution. Now, the best part about this, especially with the rising cost of healthcare, is any funds that remain in your HSA at the end of each year, you can roll them over to the next year basically for as long as you'd like. So it becomes a really good long-term savings tool. Like I said, especially as healthcare continues to get more expensive. And depending how much money you have in the HSA, it might be an option to actually invest some of the dollars for longer-term growth. So HSAs are a really, I think we would say, underappreciated tool. They allow you to deduct your contribution going in, and then as long as you use it for healthcare expenses, you don't have to pay any taxes on the way out. So it's, you know, double tax exempt money here. That also actually has the ability to accumulate from the time you put it in until you take it out. So HSA, really, really important thing. Really, really important. So the other thing that comes up when we talk about HSAs is something called an FSA or a flex spending account. So this is something that employers offer, similar to an HSA. It's for out-of-pocket, you know, medical expenses and related items. But an important distinction here is that FSAs are employer-sponsored plans, while HSAs are owned by you. Okay, so if you change employers, you can take your HSA with you, since you can open an HSA even if it's not offered by your employer. Now, with an FSA, flex spending, any funds contributed to the to the FSA generally must be spent in the year that they were contributed. Okay, some plans will give you a grace period of, you know, two and a half months after the first of the year. But it's generally a kind of use it or lose it situation with the flex spending account. So both are really good options for covering health expenses. HSA does give you a little bit more flexibility long term.
Talking this morning with Eric Schwartz and Celia Kloss, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com, and their telephone number 608-442-5637. So Eric, what about that third stop?
Yeah, our third stop is building an emergency fund. So this one, I think a lot of times when we talk to people about this, it feels really obvious, like, yeah, you know, I should have money set aside in a savings account for an emergency. But it's often one that we see missed a lot because it's easy not to do it. But, you know, unexpected expenses can derail even the best planned out retirements. So when people are working, generally, we'll recommend they have somewhere from, you know, 6 to 12 months of living expenses in their emergency fund. And when we say emergency fund, we don't mean just in your savings account. We do mean in a separate account that you only access for an emergency. In retirement, some people like to kind of build that up a little bit more, maybe in the 12 to 18 months worth of expenses in a type of account that's liquid, accessible, and able to be accessed pretty quickly. The reason for the larger buffer is, especially as people move into retirement, there's generally a concern about, well, I'm not working anymore. It's not like I can pick up an extra shift or you know, just put more effort in. Maybe if you're in like a sales role, there's less flexibility, so they like to have a little bit more available in the liquid savings. The last thing is healthcare costs, as we've talked about, they tend to rise as we age. And, you know, if you have a large out-of-pocket expense, it's nice to have money set aside to cover that.
Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Eric Schwartz. They are our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, the website, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Great website and resource to learn more about Kloss Financial. You can, of course, get to know the team. You can learn about the separate divisions. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter, as well as listen back to podcasts, all online, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number is 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. That'll be complimentary to you. Again, their telephone number 608-442-5637. As we work our way down the retirement roadmap, you may be wondering, what about debt? We'll get the details on that and so much more as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues next right here on 1310 WIBA. Talking with our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Eric Schwartz. Of course, they come to us from Kloss Financial, their website, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. And the telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. Talking this week about a retirement roadmap, especially as you get into your 50s, and you can see retirement right on the horizon. It is so close. And of course, there's so much excitement, but there's also anxiety. So we're kind of working through some of the things to get in line and be prepared for as you work down the road towards retirement. And CJ, I know another area that you often suggest when it comes to your retirement strategy is reducing debt, isn't it?
It is, yeah. So this is our fourth stop on our retirement planning roadmap as you hit your 50s, the big 5-0. Some things to be thinking about. And so we're thinking about the fourth stop on our kind of path here, our journey towards retirement, and it is tackling debt before retirement. Just cannot suggest this enough. Now, I have to admit, even as we go through this, there's this recognition of, wait a minute, you told me I should max out my 401k at $36,000 a year, and you want me to eliminate my debt. Like, come on, you guys are living in the clouds. Fair enough, touche. This is why ultimately we can give you a roadmap with important stops on it, but often you have to end up meeting with somebody. That doesn't have to be us, but meet with some advisor to say, can you help me prioritize? Because I listen to these crazy people on the radio show, and they just gave me too much at once. So, that's tongue-in-cheek, by the way, but you guys get the idea. Is, hey, it is difficult in practice to decide what has a higher priority. But if you've listened to our show for any period of time, one thing you have learned is that as retirement planners, we are big fans of you being debt-free by the time you get to retirement. That's not a must, but it's a pretty big step and really reduces not only risk, but stress in your life. So we would say take a hard look at your income and expenses and any outstanding debts that you have, and then prioritize eliminating some of those highest interest debts, maybe some of the low balances to clip them off and start doing what we call a debt snowball. But listen, credit cards alone, the average interest rate around the United States is somewhere between 20 to 22%. So often we'll have people come in and they'll say, hey, I'm trying to increase my 401k contribution because I heard what you said. And so like, I'm doing it. And then they go, but yeah, I also have $20,000 of credit card debt. I'll be frank with you. There is no world in which your 401k account is going to grow more than 20% a year on average. It's not going to happen. And therefore, to prioritize increasing your 401k contribution while you're sitting on a bunch of unsecured high interest credit card debt, you get the idea. It would be wiser to go a different direction. Not to mention, because we'll often hear this, well, but my interest rate is so low. And so here's what'll happen. People will go, oh my gosh, it's amazing. I'm getting 3%, 4% on my money market account at the bank, but they'll never pay off their mortgage. So think about this with me, everybody. If I pay off my mortgage with excess cash that I have, and it's say at 4%, that is a guaranteed 4% return on that money, right? Because if I don't pay it off, I still am paying the 4%. Not to mention I have reduced my risk. So we are just huge fans of, as you get into your 50s, prioritize tackling debt, try to get rid of that mortgage, and just kind of simplify.
Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Eric Schwartz, retirement planning professionals, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, the website klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And following along, CJ, step four leads us to step five, stop five. What do we need to know when it comes to retirement itself?
Yeah, so step five is knowing what you'll actually need in retirement. Many people assume they'll spend much less in retirement, but the truth is most retirees spend somewhere between 80 to 90% of their pre-retirement income. Now, I will just warn you all. I really, as much as I love giving you rules of thumb, this is one of the rules of thumb that I get really queasy about. Like, how much of my, you know, working income am I going to need in retirement? Goodness. Rules of thumb would say about 80%, but in practice, I've seen it as low as 30%, and I've seen it as high as 110%. And it's not it's common to see it range that high. So an example of this would be if you pay off your mortgage right before you retire, well, my goodness, you're going to need way less income to live the same lifestyle than you did when you were working. You get the idea. Or you pay off a large student loan, or you have a grandchild that was living with you that moves on, or whatever it might be, you could end up needing substantially less. Not to mention, retirement income is actually taxed differently than ordinary income. So even if I needed the exact same net income, I would actually need less gross income in retirement. Don't want to bore you with the details of that. But just trust me, taxes are different on sources of retirement income than they are while you are working. So long story short, you really want to sit down and say, all right, what would my Social Security be when I get to retirement? Am I going to draw at 62, 67, 70? Do I have any pensions? So defined benefit pension plans from current or prior employers. How much do I have in investments? What are my liabilities? And just take a look at that overall cash flow to make sure that you will have enough to live a similar lifestyle. We often will just say, hey, keep it simple. Look at what hits your bank account on a monthly basis prior to retirement, assuming there's no major changes in like elimination of a mortgage, then you're probably going to need a similar amount of net income in retirement, right? So people will say, well, I can make $100,000. And I go, I know that. But what hits your bank account after the 401k, after the health insurance, after the, you know, dental, vision, FICA tax, federal tax, state tax, right? And often people go, oh, well, that number is like $50,000 a year. Well, that's probably going to be the number that you're going to need to try to replace the majority of when you're in retirement. So there you go, some food for thought. The fifth stop in our retirement planning roadmap is know what you'll need in retirement.
Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Eric Schwartz, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, website klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number is 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number is 608-442-5637. So as we've been talking this morning with that retirement roadmap, the age in the 50s kind of came up, and I know a lot of folks in their 50s start thinking, should I have saved more? And Eric, what do you say to those who maybe feel that they're behind?
Well, Sean, if I had a dollar for every time I heard a new client say that, I might be in that retired in that warm climate you were talking about earlier. But you know, I think a lot of people have this this feeling that they, you know, I haven't saved enough, I haven't been doing the right things. Because I think a lot of people hear these kind of rules of thumb that CJ was referencing earlier. You know, I need X million dollars or I can't retire. Or, you know, if you haven't paid off your mortgage and reinvested those dollars, you're not, you know. It's all this kind of comparison game. But it is such a normal feeling. We hear it all the time. And my direct response would be, well, doing nothing about it is not going to help. And it's not too late to make meaningful progress. Slow down, start where you are, and focus on what you can change now. Because there, you know, even in your 50s, there's a lot of things you can do to make sure you're set up to retire. And you know, maybe you've had bad financial habits in the past, or you know, can't change any of that. Hmm. Let's start where we are. Work with a trusted advisor. And figure out where you go from here. And really, CJ mentioned this earlier as well, working with an advisor can allow you to kind of get past some of those rules of thumb and really understand what it is that you need. Because what you need and what somebody else needs are completely different. You know, we can have a client who's saved twice as much as another client, but they spend twice as much. So maybe they're not ready for retirement, but the one with the lower balance is, right? So it's really, really something that needs to be customized to you. So what I would just leave, you know, listeners with this morning is, you know, for those in your 50s, you've made it, you're ready to take control of your retirement. So no matter where you are on your roadmap of that we went over today, there is still time to set yourself up for success and a great retirement.
Wise words, that is for sure. Talking this morning with Eric Schwartz and CJ Kloss, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. The website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. We'll check in the Money in Motion listener question corner, as well as get the Kloss quiz question week. We will do that next as Money in Motion continues right here on 1310 WIBA. Talking this morning with our retirement planning professionals, Eric Schwartz and CJ Kloss. Of course, they come to us from Kloss Financial, the website klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Great website with a lot of great information. A great feature on the website as well is to submit a question for our Money in Motion listener question corner. And this week, Joe wrote in, he says, I'll begin drawing my Social Security benefit in September, and I'm trying to understand if this income is taxable or not. Eric, I'll let you take this one.
Such a good question, and one we hear a fair amount, as you can imagine. So, as always, it depends. But generally, about 40% of people who get Social Security will have to pay federal income tax on their benefits. This usually happens if there's other income outside of Social Security coming in. So think, you know, if you're still working part-time, if you have you know, interest in dividends off of investments, or maybe distributions from your retirement accounts, or maybe even a pension if you're lucky enough to have one of those. So it does depend, but to be more specific, if we're thinking about this in two ways: one, your federal income taxes, and two, your state income taxes. We'll start with state because it's easier. Depends on your state. Some states do tax Social Security benefits, some do not. For our folks here in Wisconsin, the state of Wisconsin does not tax Social Security benefits. Now, at the federal level, it's more complicated. Okay, so if you file an individual return and your combined income is between $25,000 and $34,000, you may have to pay income tax on up to 50% of your benefit. If your income is more than $34,000, you will pay taxes on up to 85% of your benefit. So the IRS will not tax you on, we'll say, 15% of your benefits at the federal level. Now, for our folks who file joint returns, those income thresholds are between $32,000 and $44,000. You may have to pay income tax on up to half of your benefit, and then more than $44,000, you will pay tax on up to 85% of your benefit.
Really great question. Don't forget, you can submit your question as well online at klaasfinancial.com. That's Klaas, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. If you haven't been there recently, head on over, get to know the team at Klaas Financial, learn more about the separate divisions at Klaas Financial, how they can help you, or if you're an employer looking for some options. Again, you can learn more online, klaasfinancial.com. Telephone number 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Klaas Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number is 608-442-5637. You're going to want to hold on to that telephone number now because it's time for the Klaas Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Klaas Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Klaas Financial office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Best Buy. This week's Klaas Quiz Question of the Week is this: true or false? If you contribute to a health savings account, your remaining funds in the account will roll over year after year. True or false? Telephone number 608-442-5637. First call with the correct answer will win the $25 gift card to Best Buy. Don't forget, that's Klaus Financial's office right here in Madison. Again, their number 608-442-5637. And online, klaasfinancial.com. That's Klaus, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. CJ, Eric, it's always pleasant and great, and love talking with both of you guys. You enjoy this beautiful day, and CJ, get out and play some soccer today.
Sounds good. Bring Eric. Thanks, Sean.
Eric, do you play soccer, by the way?
Back in high school, I did.
Okay. You guys, I know what we're doing this afternoon. All right. Dr. Marty Grew joins us next from Checkout Vet here on 1310 WIBA.